Hello and welcome back to Miami Blizzard. So we took a 1 week hiatus and this is your host Ben. Sorry, that was super out of order. Yeah, so this is your host Ben. Chris could not join us today and that is because he got fired. Chris no longer works on the show. So it's just me and it's basically just Blizzard now. So we're going to go by Blizzard. Just kidding. Chris will be showing up in a little bit. He was in Chinatown doing God knows what, and he will be back later. So until then, you have me, my taste in music, and that's all you're going to hear. I'll speak to the question that is clearly on everyone's mind, and that is, where is the merch? Where are the promo materials? Both of those two things are coming. We have not started working on them yet, but we have a lot of conceptual ideas, and those will be up soon. Until then, you're going to have to figure out based on our voices what you think we both look like, so that'll be fun. And I think we're gonna do a little bit of music until Chris gets here. Keep it slow. I have some stories I want to hear Chris's reaction on, so I think we're gonna wait on those. But until then, you're gonna have the next song.
People say that we don't need a rush.
So welcome back to 91.5 FM WFMO, Tufts Freeform Radio. WMFO. The reason why I sound out of breath and I'm a little bit disheveled is because Chris just arrived. He was not fired like I had told you previously.
What? What is this blasphemy?
He is actually back, and we're going to discuss some things with you. So,
oh, baby.
On my mad dash here, I wrote down a bunch of things that we could talk about.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, your mic's on.
Hi there.
So I wanted to talk to you about... Talk to you about the event that transpired in my office? A bird got in.
Ooh.
A bird got into my office.
Please do tell.
At 9 a.m. in the year of our Lord 2019, a bird sieged our office from above.
Flapped the skies.
Flapped around like a maniac. Then my boss starts like slowly chasing after it, holding up like a sheet of fabric. Like this bird's a bird, you know? Birds are fast. Birds are dangerous, whatever. And he's chasing after it at like the speed of 1 mile an hour. And this bird's like flapping around. And then they lure it into a large conference room with all glass windows and a glass door.
Oh.
Let me tell you exactly where this went. Trigger warning, it's sad.
Oh, no.
I know. No. We're on the second floor. I don't know how the bird got in here. And we're sitting
there. Have you been to Denver International Airport?
Yes, there's full of birds.
There's so many boards in there, it's wild.
It's wild. But this was not there. This was Concord, Massachusetts.
I love Starburst.
Stop that. Do not eat into... I'm turning off your mic. Do not eat into the mic, Chris. When you're done, I'll put your mic back on. So, Chris, hear it in my body. I hear you chewing. So the bird flies directly into a window, and you hear like a... You hear like, oh my god, they're gonna get it out of the office, and then... that was the sound of the bird hitting the window. And then the ground. It was so sad. Then my boss picks up in this fabric he was chasing him around with, and he's like, I think he's just stunned. And then walks him down a flight of stairs, and it's like, I put him gently into the bushes. If he's gone by lunch, who knows? Maybe he was fine. And then somebody else is like, aren't there a lot of hawks in the area? And then it became clear the bird was dead. Which was very sad.
I have a funny story about a bird flying into a window.
Okay.
Thematic. What?
Mbafu stands for bird.
Bored.
No, bored.
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 Bored. Anyways. I need to move the seat up. Hold on.
Okay, tell your story.
Oh.
You're making dad
commutes?
Noises.
I know. Commutes are just the worst.
You walk to and from campus.
I was in Chinatown. I was walking, getting a tour of the med school and offices for like an hour. Then right after that, I walked 15 minutes to the T station. Then I spent 40 minutes on the T standing up because it was so crowded and hot. And then I got back and I had to walk another 20 minutes. So yeah, I'm a little winded and I'm a little sick of commuting. Even though it was for one afternoon
a
of my life.
A single day of
a
your life.
A single day.
I commute longer every day.
For those viewers who don't know me personally, on any given day, I walk normally like 5 minutes. Still a fun time. Chinatown is beautiful. Had a good pork bun.
Pork bun.
And they gave me a Starburst for free. So,
way to go.
A win of a day.
A win of a day.
I got some good life advice, too. We can come back to that.
We can go back.
Birds and windows. So, when I was a wee little lassie... Bring back that Scottish accent throwback from last week.
Yeah, Mbafu Cinematic Universe.
Okay, you gotta, like, chill with that.
Tell your bird story, Chris.
The joke loses its worth if we say it too often. Anyways, so my cousins took me to Hooters a lot when I was a little kid.
That explains so much. Makes a lot of sense.
When my dad found out, I was never allowed to go back to Hooters again. It was controversial.
Birthday.
I don't feel like the food. I don't know.
Chris,
I don't want to get sued by Hooters.
Think,
I know we have a large viewer
base. Do you
base.
Think
I don't
that
wanna...
the reason you go to Hooters is for the food?
Well,
because it is.
In first grade, I did.
Oh.
So, anyways, I was there in first grade, and my cousins took me there. And for some reason, they left all the doors open in the place. So one day, a pigeon came in, and my cousin has a severe phobia of pigeons. So she started screaming,
you can blame
and
me.
She was like just like putting her feet on the stool. And I was like, I was like, oh, I'll help my cousin. I'll chase the bird away. And then I'm like, so I start, I'm just, well, it must have been just like, little first grade me just like chasing a pigeon around a restaurant.
In essentially a strip club.
Yes, in a strip club with soft baby back ribs. Anyways, the bird got up and flew right into a window and landed in a dude's soup. And that was, and because of me, because I was chasing it. And it was one of the funniest moments of my life.
That's so bad.
Like, I wish, like, that would have been such a good episode of The Office. Well, because Michael Scott also did love Hooters, because, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it was such a sight. The dude, like, got up and was just, like, ran away. And he, like, came back and, like, there was just a pigeon in his, like, chicken noodle soup or something. Ugh. Ugh. Hooters is a horrible place. Associated with lots of memories of boards.
Boards.
Anyways. Well,
do you know what isn't a horrible place? Portland. The name of the next song.
Oh, good transition, but also not. You suck.
Said to me, she wants to go to Portland. There's not a thing that's nearly as important. We could drive all night. We'll get there in the morning. What's one long drive? Haven't you seen my bad habits as of lately? Maybe it's not a pleasantry. Let's go soon and get there nice and early. What's one long drive? different than it was before. You live every dollar unsure. It hits you right down to.
Hello and welcome back. The reason why we just faded that song is because it sounded much better when I had prepared it earlier, and then I was not as into it. Anyway, Chris is here. Say your official hello.
Hello. Get out. This seat is so uncomfortable. I can't even make it into describe.
There's so many other seats. Why don't you switch? I want to say a special thank you to the two listeners who remained during the grand exodus. We started this episode off with 14 listeners, and we are now currently cruising at an altitude of 2 listeners.
Yeah, I wonder whose song selections made that happen.
Okay, well, you were on the
Because my pigeon story only attracted more viewers, I will say.
I would say it maintained it would maintain them.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
All right, I'm going to switch seats, but
yeah,
you
please.
Start talking.
All right. So something that I wanted to talk to you about, Chris, is, I don't know, you sort of have a reputation around these here parts, I would say. You're known as a buff boy.
Oh, ew.
You hang out around the gym. You're a regular gym rat. And it's the summer, and that means people are looking for tips and techniques to get their beach bod up and rocking. So would you please tell everyone a little bit about your strategy? What are some normal and some unique ways that people can maintain the fitness level that they'd like? I give you so much time to think.
Well, it's just weird because I know where you're going with this. You gave me your outline.
I shouldn't have done that.
You either don't tell me or you just start off with it. Anyways, I have a lot of, like, health is important. And even, you know, we're youngins. Our metabolism is good. We're at a time where, like, this is not the biggest concern in our lives. We're not geriatrics. But
you're right.
You start
good
habits.
Good observation.
You start good habits now. It won't necessarily prevent lung cancer, but it could prevent heart disease. You know, it could keep you in healthy habits for the rest of your life. And honestly, the more I work out, the better I feel overall. And I think it's really important. And there's just some people who refuse to exercise, and it's just like, damn, I don't know how they do it.
What are some techniques? What do you do to maintain those 8-pack abs?
Simply not true.
16-pack abs.
84-pack abs.
127-pack abs.
I have abs in my
abs.
Toes. Like, get on my
abs
level.
Abs in my teeth.
I don't know. A good, like, and it's not all about exercise. I have a bunch of little different, like, workout, like, tips and tricks. You gotta work out all of the muscle groups. You gotta have a leg day, chest and tri, back and biceps, abs, cardio. You gotta incorporate all of those.
I have some alternative ones that I want to run by you as our local fitness expert.
Tell me. I feel like I'm on Weekend Update.
So one thing, yeah. Would you do it in the Stefan voice?
The ad later?
The name of the club is... Oh!
Hey.
Hello.
That's not how he talks at all.
He talks so weirdly.
Stefan?
Yeah.
I don't think we're talking about the same SNL bit.
We are.
There's no way.
The one who's like...
The name of the club is... Oh.
No, you didn't.
It has a Jerry Springer tied to a kite formed by a midget.
You do it so badly.
That's how he talks. But you're not the content.
The name of the club is... Hello, baby.
He does do that.
Ooh, who should I read the ad voice
in
today?
It's gonna be a surprise.
Stitch, the Terminator.
So I have two alternative fitness techniques that I've been employing recently around the office.
What a weird transition.
You have to get your fitness.
You don't even
want
to hear what I have
everywhere.
To say. You just want to have a cool transition.
Here's
into
what
your
you
stuff.
Do. Here's what you do.
Wow. You know what?
I'm turning off your mic.
It's turned off your mic. Oh, I have all the power now. Hi. Anyways, sorry.
Are you gonna squander it?
Ben does this to me all the time. So now it's the Chris Radio Hour. Welcome to 91.5 WMFO. Wait. Oh, I'm still on. I thought he turned off my mic. I'm exhausted, guys. Commuting is, like, intense.
We cannot talk about commuting again. Nobody wants to hear about commuting again. Nobody wants to hear about it the first time. No one wants to hear about it the second time.
Exercise and health.
Count your calories. So here's two things that I do. To
calorie
maintain my
deficit.
Peak dad physique. Number one, every time you're hungry or bored and just eating, water. I'm so bored at work sometimes.
Times
an hour.
Your employer's a great place. Let's not talk about it bad on the air.
No, there's no issue with the work. It's just that there's not a lot of work. Like yesterday, I asked every single individual in that office for something to do, and only one person had something for me to do.
It's like that kind of thing, long stretch
of time. So during those times, I stand up and I walk all the way across the office and I used to get a couple of like little bit of snacks, but instead, now I walk across the office and I pick up a big honking glass of water.
Do you not have a water bottle?
If I did that, I wouldn't get to stand up as much.
But you just drink from your water bottle and then
I have a glass of water. I stand up, go get a glass of water, drink it, and then I do that like 6 times a day. But my pee is still yellow-ish. Why is that?
Do we need
Why
to hear about
is
your
urine? That? Why is that? Second thing I do is I also chew gum to get a jawline. And we have mixed results. I think I'm just going to get a buff jaw. I think that's what's going to happen.
Ben, all right. For those of you who have never seen our glorious faces, Ben and I have strengths in that we have good facial hair. So definitely, like, it's good to have good facial hair. You know, the ladies love it. We love it. Everyone benefits. It's like a little face blanket.
A net positive.
But the downside is we may have facial hair, but we just don't have the best jawlines. And I wish I had that, like, square jaw that made me look like I was, like, Captain America. But, you know, you gotta make do with what you're given.
I think it's genetic.
And it is. No, a large part of it is genetic. And I have, like, very chubby cheeks. So, like, you know, there are like jaw exercises you can do to try and do that. And chewing gum, you know, keeping those muscles moving is a good way of doing it. Though how effective it is, who's to say? I don't know, to be honest. I'm sure our friend Andrew has a good jawline and chews a lot of gum. He's like, wow, you're just not doing it good enough. But he's kind of a dum-dum. I wonder if he's listening. Maybe that'll prompt him to call in. Should call in.
Call in. That would be 855-915-WMFO. Please call in. Reach out. Tell us your strange fitness techniques. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, those are some weird ones.
All right, should we play them una canción?
Yeah, sure. What about do you know La Mer? It's French by Charles Trenet. I'm in a jazz mood today, guys, so it's going to be kind of a mellow day here. Did you get it? La Mer by
banger.
La Mer qu'on voit danser le long des golfes clairs a des reflets d'argent. La Mer, des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer, au ciel d'été, confond ses blancs moutons avec les anges si purs. La mer, bergère d'azur infinie. Voyez, près des étangs, ces grands roseaux mouillés. Voyez, des oiseaux blancs et ces maisons rouillées. La mer les a bercés le long des golfes clairs et d'une chanson d'amour. La mer a bercé mon cœur pour la vie. La mer qu'on voit danser le long des golfes clairs a des reflets d'argent. La mer, des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer, au ciel d'été, confond ses blancs moutons
avec les anges si purs, la mer, bergère d'azur infinie. Voyez, près des étangs, ces grands roseaux mouillés. Voyez, ces oiseaux blancs et ces maisons rouillées. La mer les a bercés le long des golfes clairs et d'une chanson d'amour là-bas a bercé mon cœur. Pour la vie.
La mer. Du, du, du. Have any of you seen Mr. Bean's Holiday? Or an, there's another movie where that song is in. Is it? I wish I. The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, an amazing film. I recommend that to anyone who has not seen that. Great editing. Also a great story about human perseverance. But Mr. Bean's Holiday.
another good story about human perseverance.
Such a good movie. So funny. Mr. Bean is hilarious. There's a scene where he eats a live like shrimp or something. And he doesn't know what to do with it. So he dumps it in the lady's purse. Like, that movie just resonates with me so much.
I would also say that, I forgot the name. Is it something Atkinson?
Rowan Atkinson is the actor's name.
If you have any free moments in your day that you're not busy rewatching our episodes of Mbavu, what you should be
Miami
doing.
Miami Blizzard.
What you should be doing is you should be going on YouTube and watching interviews of Rowan Atkinson because he's brilliant and his methodology is incredible. I watched one and he was talking about how what interests him is not like playing a character. It's not that at all. It's like playing a personality and like the motivation of that person in that moment. It's really cool.
Huh.
And he explains it way more articulately than I ever could.
I'm sure
could.
He does.
Well, anyone would. And it's really cool. I highly recommend it.
Have you seen the thing during the 2012 London like opening ceremony? You know, there was like the skit where like James Bond parachutes in with Queen Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny. And then there was another one where, like, you know, the Chariots of Fire, like the famous like British movie about like the runners in Cambridge, I think.
And they do like the song
is like dun 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 dun, and then like Mr. Bean is doing like just the keyboard thing, just like pressing one key over and over.
Oh yeah.
But he gets distracted, and like the whole set starts to fall apart. But he's still pressing the key as he like tries to hold everything together. You can watch it on YouTube, gang. You'd love it.
You would love it.
Anyways, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, I want to talk about Chris.
You want to talk about me?
It's a festive time.
Oh.
How did you celebrate your 4th of the July month?
My 4th of July, I went to a friend's house for a party, and I had Shake Shack for dinner, and it was exciting.
You had Shake Shack for dinner?
And I had Chicken Kitchen for lunch, and I made myself egg whites and sautéed kale for breakfast.
Why do you do that?
What do you mean? I literally eat so much healthier than
everything,
you. It's absurd.
That's not true.
It's, What was your breakfast on 4th of July?
I didn't eat one.
That's unhealthy.
No.
Yeah, because then you'll want a snack.
No.
And a breakfast is crucial to start the day.
No. No. Not the most important meal of the day. Why do you think that? Is it because you watched a SpongeBob episode where SpongeBob say...
Where do you think SpongeBob gets that common wisdom from? Society.
Society knows nothing about anything.
Including you.
Okay. Well, you guess how I celebrate the 4th of July. We launched off fireworks, and here's a dangerous story, parents, if you're listening. So we go up to this place in Wisconsin. It's a big property.
Anyone's listening.
And we launch some fireworks. And the people who launch the fireworks.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I have an important story.
I don't.
It'll take 2 seconds. Anyways, you know how, like, people think, like, you say things and your phone, like, caters things? Like, it's kind of like cookies.
This was
and
not
it's, like,
important.
No. Because we were just arguing about breakfast, and I follow this fitness account. We were just talking about fitness, too. And this post is the truth about breakfast. Myths. It's the most important meal of the day.
Boom!
If you skip breakfast, you'll lose your muscle.
Boom! boom.
Facts. It is what you eat in a day that's most important. So you can have a healthy breakfast. I eat healthy egg whites and sauteed kale. Doesn't get much healthier than that.
Sauteed kale. Kale is literally fake.
What do you mean kale's fake?
Before the kale craze of like 2006 or whatever.
That was like 2013.
Okay, before the kale craze of 2013.
The great kale storm of 2013.
Here is what kale was used for. Kale was bought by Pizza Hut to decorate their salad bars. It was not consumed by people because it's inedible.
It's so good.
It's literally inedible.
Well, because you cook food with no spice. People have told, you know how you
pronounced Old Spice.
I thought like you only cook like that when like you're in when you're in our house, but like the other day, like someone told me that you just put the chicken in the pan and then you just throw some salt and pepper while it's cooking. That is egregious.
So our next song is going to be playing egregious. Right now.
If you put kale and garlic, it'll go together well.
Feeling good. come take you.
It won't do you no good. It won't do you no good. And you know I got fever.
So won't you hit me right? You know you might as well. Try to shake it off, try it all you want, it won't do you no good. Said it won't do you no good. And I said, kiss your baby goodbye. Come on, love, it's alright. Heaven knows they wanna break you apart, yeah. Kiss your baby goodbye. Come on now, it's alright. You never know unless you give it a try, oh yeah.
So going back to the story that I wanted to tell before I was rudely cut off.
Sorry for that interruption, but also
useless old man baby boomer, like Facebook hypothesis.
What were we talking about? Kale?
What I was saying. But
at one point or another, you know.
What I was saying, Chris.
I'm tagging you in a meme.
Okay, please.
You're welcome.
What I was saying.
Oh baby, let's go.
What I was saying was that. So they launched all these fireworks, and the fireworks were supposedly all spent. And then people were like, we need more firewood. Why don't we just throw the paper cardboard wood that is these large mortars for fireworks, like professional grade. Like this person spent $3,000 on fireworks. So like those fireworks into the fire to burn. And they were like, hey, Ben, please go and get some firewood. And I was like, you mean that? And they were like, yes. So I was like, okay. And I put it into the fire. And then all of a sudden, it exploded.
A wakatoon.
And it goes right past my friend's head, like a foot from his head. And we're like, hit the deck! And we like run and like get down on the ground. And it's so scary. And the full firework goes off. And it was terrifying. And that was it. And it was a good 4th of July.
Yeah,
I felt very patriotic.
That sounded very silly.
Very scary.
You know who was on my flight the other day?
Who?
Wolf Blitzer, the CNN commentator.
How'd you know? You recognized him or you heard his voice?
No, I recognized him. He's iconic. I only watch CNN. Well, I don't even watch CNN, but like it's always on in airports, so that's how I know him. Also, they always feature like action movies these days. They have a sense of realism. They always have like a CNN commentator. Like Batman versus Superman had Anderson Cooper's like, it looks like Doomsday has entered the building. But Wolf Blitzer was in the new Mission Impossible movie. It was pretty funny. You should. Also, have you seen that new Mission Impossible movie?
No.
I can't even. Oh my god. No, but the Mission Impossible movie was insane. Tom Cruise, you know, does all his own stunts and stuff, and he like upped the ante for this one. He did a halo jump. Do you know what that is?
Like from the.
It's high altitude, low opening skydiving. It's so how.
IRL.
Like people saw like Navy SEALs sneak into like other countries.
to avoid being undetected. And it was done, it was a real stunt. He trained for like 4 months. He parachuted.
Why?
For to train for this, he did it. He like did the same like parachute stunt technique 130 times or something. Like absurd.
Why didn't they just green screen it, which would have been cheaper?
Because that these movies sell tickets on the fact that it's like you're basically watching like Fear Factor mixed with like just like the craziest stunts in the world. There's like a helicopter chase. Tom Cruise learned how to drive a helicopter for this movie, and he drove a motorcycle against traffic in the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. What else did he do? He just like he went off. He broke his ankle jumping across the rooftops of London. You need to watch this movie. It's actually it's like beyond the stunts. It is like a good entertaining movie.
It just seems so dumb.
It's
I'd
the plotting
watch
is
Furious 7 no, like no, 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 20 times.
I
it's a good movie.
Furious 7 is one of the worst is probably my least favorite Fast and Furious
movie. That's
my
favorite one. He flexes and his cast blows off of his arm.
I don't know. It kind of felt like a music video to me. It just kind of felt like visual diarrhea. There was very the plot
oh my God,
was just bad.
So
no,
good.
Ben. No. I promise if you watch Mission Impossible, you will like it more than Fast and Furious.
There's no way I could.
Then we should watch it. No, I promise you actually will like it. You will.
Yeah, but I won't like it more than he flexes his arm, his cast blows up, then he steals an ambulance, he drives off in an overpass and lands on a drone that was chasing his buddies.
Yeah.
And the drone explodes.
The movie is
that's a perfect movie.
The movie is bonkers.
That is a perfect act structure. Act one gets a cast. Act two blows the cast off.
You know there's a whole
act
other plot with Jason
three,
Statham like hunting
act,
Vin Diesel.
Act three blows up the drone. And he could only get to the ambulance that blew up the drone because he broke his arm. If that's not perfect writing,
well, you know, there's
written by like 40 people because one couldn't come up with things that amazing.
That movie is so bad. Fast and Furious 8 is like silly, but like I could watch it and be like,
do you remember when they jumped between the two towers?
The three towers.
It
yeah.
Was amazing.
It was too, it, like, I didn't, honestly, James Wan's directing style isn't. I like his. It's funny because the guy who directed that directed The Conjuring, which we've seen together. Saw, which I've seen, and which is I like Saw.
It's fine.
It's like fine. Conjuring, I did enjoy.
Was that the hair one?
Yeah, yeah.
That one was good. That one was scary. That was scary.
Furious 7, not a fan of Aquaman. Tolerated.
Not a fan. No. Here.
So you didn't like Aquaman.
Here's what Aquaman was. Aquaman was CGI character standing in front of a CGI background saying stupid Greek names for 5 minutes, and then something stupid happens.
You know, my
like
least favorite thing about that movie
gets blown up. It's so boring that you can't exposit that long. You can't. No one cares.
Well, yeah, no, the movie was a little bit like it wasn't the best, but I love Jason Momoa as Aquaman. His costume as well, the production design, I enjoyed.
If it were made by Marvel, who would have cut all the stupid parts, it would have been a good movie.
DC makes good movies.
DC makes movies.
DC, I think DC has more potential than Marvel, but Marvel
suck.
But they squander it. They truly
they
do.
They absolutely squander it.
They do.
Yeah, no, they're so, it's so close to being good, except then they do all of these, like the special effects don't work as well, because
that's not true.
No, I just
No.
Hear me
have
out,
you
hear me
seen
out.
The third act of Black Panther, which by the way is one of my top three
that
Marvel
was a
movies?
Issue. That was a different issue.
No, it was the same thing. It was all CGI.
The reason why that didn't work is because they were rushed. Because they rushed the special effects artists.
And
DC's
how do you know?
Entire thing is that like none of the special effects work because they use these huge, large, immense like CGI characters and like set pieces and stuff. And then the cameras like fly around with it. The characters aren't creative. All they do is punch each other. They don't like use their tools and their superpowers in cool, unique, surprising ways.
Yeah,
that's,
I did
like,
love
a lot of
no. That I
work.
Did love that last fight where they're like it's a trident fight scene. Like I did like that.
They have so much potential, but they don't.
They do.
They don't get creative.
Yeah,
they're like, we're gonna have our characters punch each other. They're gonna say generic things, and the special effects are gonna be passable, but not unique or special.
Yeah. Well, there was a controversy that Aquaman didn't get nominated for a Special Effects Academy Award. But they should have. Because, like, other ones made it that didn't deserve it as much as them. Because that movie is entirely CGI.
Right.
And, like, it's, you can just tell, like, a lot of work went into it. Like,
well,
a lot
of work goes into even that Black Panther scene that you saw.
Yeah.
I mean, I've watched a lot of things, just like a lot of videos by special effects artists discussing that scene in particular, and they're all pointing towards the fact that they were probably rushed. They probably made last minute changes.
Yeah.
And probably what happened is they had the backgrounds, and then the characters who were in dark costumes didn't stand out from it enough. So then they had to, like, add fake, like, lighting. To the scene.
Yeah, lighting is crucial.
So that you could see the characters. But often what, like, something that works the best in special effects is one single direct point light.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, this weird diffuse lighting, which is what they had in that scene.
Yeah, exactly. So,
like, as soon as you get to the diffuse lighting, your eyes are like, that's fake. It doesn't make any sense. Well, it's wrong.
It's just like, have you seen...
And the camera was all weird,
have you seen
too.
Thor Ragnarok?
No.
Very good Marvel movie. Funniest Marvel movie, in my opinion.
That's what I've heard.
Far From Home is close, but Ragnarok, I think, is the funniest one. But there's this scene... It also has this good, like, dramatic moments, too.
Cool.
And, like, there's a scene where they're, like, in Norway, and you simply, like, the CGI there just, like, is... just bad. And then, like, the narrative is good, so, like, it doesn't distract as much as, like, Aquaman had just was, like, a little too rambunctious at parts.
Well, the thing,
and DC's problem is that they tend to go kind of overboard with special effects for for those third act fight scenes, but I mean, Marvel does that too. Thing is, oh, like, Endgame special effects, like, those were good. I believe Thanos was there, you know.
Well, I mean, have you ever, like they had...
I didn't like the Black Order, though.
They had three different types of Thanoses. Like, they had one...
Well, there's Warrior Thanos, there's Philosopher Thanos.
That's not what I mean. They had three different models of him.
Oh.
So, like, I mean, they probably had more than that.
I know too much about that.
They have, like, the extreme close-up ones where they modeled every single pore and hair on his face and every wrinkle.
Yeah.
And the muscles that are going to do that. Like, that was all done in the computer. That was one. Then they had, like, the mid one... that was less detailed, probably didn't have all the pores, but had a lot of the main wrinkles, whatever. Then they had a far back one with even less detail. And, like, that's what you have to do to make a convincing CGI character. But if it's not going to be done right, or it's going to be rushed, it's going to look weird. Anyway, we've talked about this for far too much time.
I can talk about this forever.
You wanna teach them some things or two?
Oh, sure. What voice are we feeling today? Okay, I think I'm going to do a Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas... Wait, I want to... I like that you stopped it. That was good.
Hold on. Okay, are we ready?
In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford.
Did you just burp?
Arnold Did you just likes to burp
while you were doing it?
Arnold likes to burp. Not my best voice. Anyways, I'll continue.
Entonces.
I'll keep going with Arnold. To Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public message service from WMFO in Medford.
Not my best. I would say definitely not your best.
I need to practice that voice. I'll be back. Have you seen Terminator?
Yes.
You have? Have you seen Terminator 2 Judgment Day?
I think so.
That's the one with, like, the liquid one, played by Robert Patrick. Oh, such a banger.
Okay, wait. I don't know why, but I want to see if Pitbull's, like, thing that he does in his songs was available online. But I can't find a video of just, like, 10 hours of Pitbull's, like, thing. I wanted that. And it didn't exist.
Oh, sad.
The internet very rarely fails me. But when it does, it fails me hard.
It fails hard. Fails hard. What a day. Right.
Why don't we play one more song, and then we'll come back and talk to our fine folks here.
The folks at the stage.
Thank you.
So, we laughed.
We wept.
We wept. We bawled. We cried. We teared.
We
and most importantly, we laughed. And cried.
And wept.
And teared.
And cried. And laughed.
But most importantly, we laughed.
But most importantly also, we wept.
Thank you so much for joining Miami Blizzard today. It was a very special resurgence episode after a week of hiatus.
Yeah.
Next week we are likely to be joined by another individual because I'm teaching Chris how to actually do this very complicated thing that I'm doing on the other side of this desk.
If I do this now, does that mean I'll be certified to do it on my own next semester?
That's right.
Okay, cool. Because if you do your show with Daniela, then I want to.
No, we're gonna do a 3-person show. It's gonna be way better. 3-person's the ideal Boole number.
Yes. All right. I'm down for whatever. Yeah.
Word. All right, so we're going to play one last song. Is yours the Audion remix? Or is it the...
I think it's just the OG.
With Nile Rodgers,
yeah. Yeah, I think it is a remix.
All right, so we're going to play one last song, and we'll see you in a week.
So good, you guys. You're in for a treat. What is my music taste? Who knows?